What's up, everybody? This your boy Corey, and welcome to another episode of Is This Thing On? It's a nice show. We back in the solo room with a touchy topic, man, that I think y'all gonna enjoy. So let's get into it. Yeah, so I'm dolo on this one right again, so it was some things that I really wanted to talk about that kind of struck a nerve. Well, not really a nerve, but the topic came up about the difference between a good man and a good woman. And to be honest with you, I don't think people really know exactly what the definition of a good man or a good woman really is these days. I mean, guys can do some pretty good things. Women can do some pretty good things. You can have an exceptional woman in your life. You can have an exceptional man in your life. But I think some people are blinded by society where they really can't tell what a good man or a good woman is. So, I mean, that's a pretty big deal, man. I really don't understand why some people can't see when it's in front of their face what type of man or type of woman they have. You look at all these, you know, celebrities out here, you know, caught in these cheating scandals or whatever the case is. And to be honest with you, that kind of bothered me sometimes. I mean, maybe because of the way I was brought up, you know. I mean, I'm not perfect, so I really can't, you know, say that, you know, I've never stepped out before. But I mean, in retrospect, I have. Not in my marriage, not in my relationship, not in my current relationship. Like I said, I've been married for 8 years now, and I've never once stepped out, you know. So, I mean, to me, I think people don't see the good in a lot of people, man. They see flaws in certain people, and then, you know, things happen. You know, they're caught in the fire, and they're ready to run, you know. And the only way I see it is people just need to be patient. You know what I'm saying? Like if your light bulb is blowed, right? If you got a light bulb in your house and it's blowed, you don't get a whole nother house. You just fix it. You get another light bulb, you put it in, and you fix it. You know? So I mean, with that being said, when you got a good man at home or a good woman, cherish that. Stop looking into the flaws and the mistakes that person's made. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you don't have to forget, but you have to overlook some of those flaws and some of those mistakes. I mean, not all the time, not in all situations, but nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. And you for damn sure ain't perfect, so you can't judge the next person, you know? But I do feel like you have to understand that it takes a lot to be with you. It takes a lot to be with her. It takes a lot to be with him, you know? So you got to understand that. Like, you can't just go out and be like, yeah, this person, yeah, they good to me, but, you know, it's always a but. And I can't stand that, because some people are just good, genuine people. And then, you know, nobody's perfect. Some people fall short of some things in life. And I think we all need to take time to see that. I mean, honestly, I think what it is, like, I have friends and I got, you know, relatives that had some of the situations where it came to them dealing with certain people. You know, at first they seemed like they was good to them. It seemed like they was doing the right thing by them, and then, you know, somehow, some way they fell off, you know. But whose fault is it? You know, I mean, can you really put blame on the person or who it is? I'm not sure. You can in some aspects, some situations you can. But when it comes to being a good man, for me, it's a lot of things, you know. Good men, you know, it's hard to find. You know, and a good woman is hard to find. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, you ain't gonna just find them standing outside on the corner. You're not gonna find them standing in the club. You're not gonna find them, you know, in the store. I mean, it's just, you know, they just don't be out in the open. You have to take your time, be patient, and that good man or that good woman will come to you, you know, or you'll stumble across paths. For me, I can only speak for myself. Like, I'm not a perfect man, you know. I do a lot of things as a man that maybe I should do better, you know. No point taken. Like, I should do a lot better with certain situations. You know, I have a bad habit of when my wife talks sometimes, you know, well, a lot of times I tend to cut her off. Not on purpose. Like, I never cut her off on purpose. It's never malicious. You know, it's always to try to get my point across. And the biggest thing for relationships, and well, in any relationship, is communication. And I'm still learning at my age and in my marriage that you can't keep cutting a person off, or you can't understand where the person's coming from if you're cutting them off or you're not paying attention. I think that's my biggest flaw in my relationship, honestly, is the fact that I cut her off a lot. And sometimes I catch myself and sometimes I don't. But I think that's my biggest flaw. I mean, with the exception of forgetting, but what man don't? But I consider myself a good man. I really do. I consider myself a good man because I'm all about family. I'm all about my kids. I'm all about my wife. Anybody who knows me knows that I'm all about my wife. I'm all about my household, you know. I try to go beyond the call of duty when she asks me to do something. You know, sometimes I might get in my own way sometimes, but I mean, a lot of us do. You know, I'm not really trying to impress her, but I want her to understand that I got her. You know, I don't cheat. You know, I don't put my hands on her. You know, we have had some situations in the past where it got into a heated discussion. You know, I didn't grab her, you know, or whatever the case is. But I think that's part of life or part of relationship sometimes. That tends to happen. Nothing's perfect. It's not perfect at all. You know, it's not. It's not at all. But I think me and her kind of have an understanding where she know. I hope she does. And I really believe she do know that I love her to death. I'll do anything for her. You know, I watch TV a lot and I see things on movies and stuff that I do. And she always tell me I live my life like a book or a movie. And to me, I really don't. It just so happened that the things that I value in a relationship happens to be in movies. Because other people that make these movies probably have these same values or have these same thoughts. So I don't think my life is like a movie. I just think maybe the movie is similar to what I feel. If my wife in the kitchen and she cooking, you know, because I get home pretty late, you know. So by the time I get home, dinner's already done. You know, that's a good woman. Dinner's already done. She does do 90% of the cooking. I'm not going to lie, you know, but I do try to take the load off her sometimes. Every now and then I come home or I have, you know, I say, hey, babe, I got dinner. You know, I get it tonight, you know. But when she's cooking, I make a point to say, hey, babe, you cook dinner tonight. I'm going to wash the dishes. You know, I feel like we're a tag team. We're a team. So, you know, if she cooking, I'm washing the dishes, you know. I'm taking the trash out. You know, sometimes, you know, she do have to say, hey, babe, can you get the trash? I mean, that's normal. But for the most part, I'm getting the trash. You know, when she's hurting, you know, I'm giving her massages. I'm rubbing her back. You know, like I said, I think I said it before in a podcast. I'm rubbing her feet. You know, I'm scratching her head. You know, it's to the point where sometimes it might be considered soft, but, you know, We in the house chilling, you know. She might say, hey, babe, can you don't mind painting my nails for me? You know, I'll prop her feet up, you know, get the fingernail polish remover, you know, take it off her toenails and, you know, paint her toenails. You know, I might do that, you know. I scrub her feet and wipe her feet and, you know, lotion her feet down or whatever the case is. I do all that, you know, back rubs, you know. I'm that type of guy. Like, I want to show my affection. I want to show my appreciation, you know, to her, you know, how much I appreciate her, how much I love her, you know, how much I love the fact that she has stepped up as a mother and taken care of two kids that's not biologically hers, you know, how she stepped up and became a full-time mom in such a short time. She does well without four kids. Like, she's awesome without four kids, you know, she stepped right in with my two oldest girls and she became mother. She did whatever she had to do. You know, no holds barred, like no holding back. She stepped up. She took control of that situation. And to me, that's what makes her a real woman. And honestly, I feel like even when we have issues, even when we have problems, I sit back and I think, you know, damn, this woman has really, really changed her life for me and for my kids. So I value that in her. So I look at her as being a good woman. You know, no, she's not perfect. No, she's not perfect by far. No disrespect, babe. And I'm not perfect. So, I mean, everybody's a work in progress, man. Everybody's a work in progress. Nobody is perfect. Nobody is perfect. If somebody's perfect out there, please call into the show. Leave a message or call into the show and tell me why you think you're perfect. You know, because if you think you're perfect, if you got the remedy or if you got the secret, you know, let us know. I mean, because honestly, I don't think I really want to be perfect, because I feel like if I'm perfect, then there's nothing to learn. Every day I'm learning something in my relationship, whether it be good or bad. You know, I know that my woman is good. You know, I'm learning how to deal with the type of woman she is, you know, and I hope vice versa, you know. Like she comes home and, you know, she cooks dinner, you know, every night, just about, you know. She don't call me and say, hey, babe, what you want for dinner? Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get my podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people listen to? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with the great sponsors too, so you can get paid for your podcast. And the reason I made my podcast is so I can put some of my friends on, so they can actually get out there and have people listen to them and put them on a platform. So if you always wanted to start your own podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start to join me in the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast, man. You know, she may not do that, you know. But when I get home, dinner's cooked. You know, dinner is cooked. You know, dinner is cooked. And so what I do is when I come home and I see she cooked, I go ahead, I put my stuff down, I wash my hands, I go in the kitchen, and I say, hey, babe, what you want me to do? You need me to help you do anything? Either she's going to say no or she's going to say yeah. Most of the time, it's yeah. Can you get the plates? So what I do is I step up, I put the plates on the table because she didn't cook. I set the table, you know, tell the kids, you know, wash your hands, time for dinner. You know, so while she finishing up making the rest of the plates, then I'm getting the drinks and I'm putting them on the table, you know. I feel like that's how relationships are supposed to be. That's what a good man is. That's what a good woman is. When you a good man, you compliment your better half. When you're a good woman, you compliment your better half. Sometimes that compliment is not always seen. Sometimes it is overlooked, you know, and sometimes you have to point it out. Sometimes you don't. That's how I feel. I feel like sometimes you do have to point out what you do, because sometimes it is overlooked and they think that, you know, hey, well, you know, but you don't do this, you don't do that. You don't do this and you don't do that. Sometimes you have the right to say, well, I have done this. What about the things that I have done right? You know, and that's woman or man, you know. Some men, you know, have women and who go above and beyond for them, and they just really don't give a shit. You know, they really don't care. They overlook it because, I mean, let's face it, man. 9 out of 10, they got another chick on the side who doing with the main chick not doing. So he not seeing what type of woman he have. You know, like I said, I see all the time on these shows, these Love and Hip Hop, you know, or, you know, Housewives of Atlanta, whatever the case is, whatever them shows is, man, like, the men always cheat, you know. It's sad because you really hardly ever see the women cheat, you know, so it really does make us as black men look bad. It looks really bad on our part, you know. And sometimes I be looking and I'm like, damn, like, he got a bad wife at home. You know, I don't know their situation. Nobody knows what's going on in their household. But you assume to be like, you got a good woman, man. From what you see, you got a good woman. Like, why do you treat her so bad? Why do you step out on her? You know, why do you dog her out? You know, why you don't spend quality time with her? You know, why you don't laugh with her, joke with her? You know, sometimes I find myself joking with my wife or trying to make a joke, whether it's corny or not, you know, just so she can see that goofy side of me. You know, I walk in the room sometimes and just start dancing, you know, I give her a little shake, you know what I'm saying, a little jiggle, a little dance every now and then, you know, just to, you know, put a smile on her face. It may be goofy as hell, you know, it may be the dumbest shit I've ever done, but I do that, you know. Now, sometimes I want to come home and I just want to grab her and hug her, you know, and give her a kiss, man, and, you know, throw her in the bed. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, you know, that's what I'll be wanting to do, man, because I want to show her how much I love her, you know, and vice versa. I'm not gonna lie, like, dudes, like, step up and tell your woman what you want, man. Like, a good woman will know what you want, but sometimes we still gotta let them know what's gonna be good for us, you know. Sometimes, you know, we don't gotta let them know all the time, you know, vice versa. Women, tell your man what you want, you know, tell your man what's gonna make you feel good, you know. I just feel like at the end of the day, we all have to open up our mind, open up our hearts. You know, I used to listen to people say, you know, once you get married and once you get a relationship, all that shit go out the window. It does. I'm not gonna lie, it does. But I feel like we all have to step back and take a look and be like, damn, what did I do to impress this person when we first started dating or even to get them? You know, everything is a choice. Everything is a choice. Like, your man not taking you out no more. Your man not taking you out no more, right? You trying to figure out why. And, you know, he hanging out with his boys. You know, he watching TV more. He going out. But you can't figure out why he's not spending time with you or taking you out. You have to understand that in his mind, he's probably not even realizing he's doing that sometimes. Or sometimes, I think he forgot. You know, men forget. Sometimes he forget to say, damn, I ain't taken my baby out in a long time, man. I haven't taken her out in such a long time. I haven't spent no quality time with her. I haven't kissed her. I haven't walked up to her and just gave her a kiss and said, I love you. I haven't sent her a text and say, hey, I love you. And I think women should do the same thing. You know, it's hard to remember all that. It's hard to have a relationship and then, you know, you're going through everyday life and continue to do the things that you was doing at the beginning. But I think if we go back to that at some point in a relationship and be like, I gotta keep my man happy. I gotta keep my woman happy. You know, at the end of the day, we as people should make ourselves happy. Like, nobody, we shouldn't be dependent on nobody to make us happy. But I feel like in a relationship, if you have a significant other, you should be willing to go out on a limb for that person. You know, I mean, in my opinion, why the hell are y'all together? Like, why are y'all together? Like, you know, that's my woman. So, yeah, man, you know what, man? I'm gonna go out, I'm gonna do some extra shit for her, man. I'm gonna give her some extra roses, man. You know, it's crazy because I used to go out, right? I'm on my way home from work. You know, I would stop at the store and get my wife a card and a flower. Call it cheesy if you want to, but that's what I did, people. I would, you know, come home and I would have the flower and the card, you know, and either I would give it to her or sometimes she'll come home and it'll be on the bed. You know, sometimes she used to come home from work and I had, you know, bubble bath ran full with candles lit on the tub. You know what I'm saying? Some rose petals in the tub, you know, her nightgown laid on the bed, you know, or whatever the case is. And when she come home, just, hey, babe, just go ahead and get in the tub. I got everything. Relax. Soak. Soak your body. Relax your body. Relax your muscles. You know, I used to do that all the time. And the other day, I was sitting watching, I think I was watching a game. And for some reason, that just popped in my head. And I said, damn, you know what? I don't do that as much as I used to. I don't do that as much as I used to. Not because I don't want to, but honestly because a lot of times now I get home way after she do, you know? I get home way after she do. So in a sense, that's not my fault, but what I do, I need to try to make time for that. So, I mean, honestly, rarely we're ever without the kids. Like, we always have the kids, but I can still do that at night on the weekends, you know? You know, give her a nice little bubble bath, you know? But I do, you know, run her water like she be in pain, like her muscles be tight sometimes. I run her some water, you know, put her some Epsom salt in there, you know, put a little baby oil in there, maybe a little bit of alcohol or something, and soak and let her soak. And then she get out and I give her a nice massage. Like, I do that on the regular. Like, that's something I really do on the regular. So that's not, it's almost like a substitute for what I used to do, you know. But I still show her that, hey, I got you, you know. When she down, like, sometimes I just want to ask her what's wrong. But I know, learning my wife now, a lot of times I can't just walk up to her and ask her what's wrong. I got to give her some time. I got to give her some space. Because 9 times out of 10, regardless, she'll come to me and tell me what's wrong. That's a good man. A good man do that, you know. I mean, I heard a lot of women say, yeah, a good man, he pay my bills. A good man, you know, he buy me this, he buy me that. Yeah, a good man do all of things. But at the end of the day, those are necessities. You know what I'm saying? To me, you want a good man that's gonna be able to rub your back when your back hurt, you know. Be able to say, hey, babe, no, I got the kids this time. You go sit down. Go chill out. I got them. You know, a good man is, you know, planning, you know, romantic dinners or, you know, planning romantic nights or, you know, whether it be your birthday, you know, whether it be your holiday or whether it be just any other day. I think that we all need to get back to that, man. For some reason, I used to hear women say chivalry is dead, but that goes both ways. I mean, with men and women, you know. Well, like, what happened to the woman who when that man came home, they had a sexy negligee laid out on the bed for him, or even on, you know, just like that. What happened to the women who when that man come home, they got a bubble bath ran for them? I mean, real talk, man, let's be honest, man. Don't be soft about it, but you want me to run your bubble bath? I'm gonna get my ass in there. I'm gonna soak. I like to soak my body. My muscles be hurting too, you know. So what happened to the women who do that? You know, the women who when that man look like they had a rough day, you know, just walk up behind him and put their hand on his shoulder and give him a massage, you know. Walk up to your man and be like, hey, babe, I look like you had a rough day. You know, just give him a hug. Like, sometimes that's all a dude need for real. That's all a dude need for real is to know his woman got him. You know, walk up on him, give him a big-ass hug, kiss him. Kiss him like he the best thing on the fucking face of the earth, you know. Let him know that he is your man. You know, sometimes we forget that. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with showing your man or showing your woman affection. You know, to me, that's a good woman. That's a good man.
So there's a new segment on the show I want to introduce, and I call it Put Them on the Platform. Now, basically, this segment is to give young entrepreneurs a platform to put their ideas, you know, and their businesses out there. And of course, you know, shine light to a lot of people who's doing positive things in the community or positive things in their life that a lot of times is overseen or overlooked. So I found this company. They're actually called Brown Dages. You can go on their website. It's browndages.com. Basically, it's like the perfect band-aid for brown skin folk, you know. It was founded by a husband and wife. I mean, it's an amazing product, man. They got the girls' band-aids for $4.99, the boys' band-aids for $4.99, and the adult band-aids for $3.99. The adult band-aids come in the packages of 20 with 4 different shades of brown. So I think that's awesome, man. You know, for all our brown folk, you know, all shades, you know, they got a band-aid just for you. You know, but the little kids, with the kids' band-aids, they have like little, you know, nice little pictures of brown kids, and it shows them in an aspect where, you know, it's a picture, and then they show them saying like, "Hey, my name is such and such, and you know, I'm a future architect, or I'm a future doctor, or I'm a future lawyer." And I think us putting our people on is showing that we are growing as a people, and I think that we also need to do that. In life, you know, big up to your friends, man. You know, up your friends, you know, put them on the platform, man. You know, you got friends that's doing something, you know, put it out there, man. Share it with everybody, man. Get your friends that notion to be like, hey, man, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you looking out for me. So I think that's a big thing. Another person that I want to put on the platform is my man James Harris. I actually went to school with his young brother, played football with him. He has a company called Dream Cloud Films. He's the writer, director, and producer. And basically, like, he went out and started his own film company, man. I mean, this kid is really doing some big things, man. You know, without schooling, you know, without a lot of knowledge, man, he set out on his own and learned the field, man. Then he partnered up with a couple people who had the same dream and the same passion that he did. I guess at this point, like Dream Clouds, They're creating and they're captivating like so many stories, man, with personal experiences. He's getting these young actors out on the streets, you know, people, you know, reaching out to him. He's reaching out to other people, and he's giving them a chance to be on the big screen. You know, I believe some of his films are short films. You know, I checked a few of them out, and they're actually good, man. He actually stars in a few of them too as well. So y'all guys need to check him out, man, because he's doing something positive, man. I mean, he's actually doing something that a lot of people really want to do. And speaking for myself, I actually wanted to do this myself. I wanted to actually, you know, get into film and stuff like that. You know, I write a little bit, but at the same time, this dude is taking it to another plateau, man. This guy is really putting stuff out there, you know, and he's doing big things, man. So y'all guys check him out, man. Once again, it's Dream Films. I'm sorry, Dream Cloud Films. You know, check this dude out, man. Also, you can check him out. He got his own podcast. It's called Film Nerds. You know, he actually just hit us up, you know what I'm saying, and subscribe, you know, to us as well. So I definitely subscribe to him, you know, showing the love and appreciation. You know, I actually reached out to this brother not too long ago. I'm actually in the midst of writing my book. And I even thought about maybe turning my book into like a short film, you know. So I kind of reached out to him, got some kind of ideas, you know, from what he thought. And, you know, he gave me some feedback and some positive feedback. And honestly, this dude is shedding light on a lot of things, man. So y'all check him out, man. Once again, like I said, I want to put these people on a platform, man, and give them the respect and the recognition that they deserve.
Like I said, I probably say that 10,000 times in this episode, but I've said and I've thought about a lot of these things, man. And it's hard because some dudes and some women just make it hard for others. You know, whether you was a bad man or a bad woman in your past, like, it's hard to get through to that other person that you with now because that person been through so much. You know, like, everything ain't peaches and cream. Like, me and my wife's relationship ain't never been peaches and cream. Like, we always had issues like any other couple. But at the end of the day, we got each other back. I really believe that. You know, we had our tough spot where, you know, things weren't looking good at one point. And that's just because that's life. Life happens. You know what I'm saying? Life actually happens. But I think we are both mature enough to understand that we saw that happening and we had to get back to what we know. We had to get back to being us. Like, sometimes I just want to, you know, just look at her and be like, yo, you the best thing smoking for me. And I've done that. You know, but I want to do that more often. And I'm not going to lie, I would love her to do that more often. You know, men, text your girl, man. Text your girl out of the blue. Just let her know you love her. Let her know you know you think about her. Women, do the same thing to your man. You know, like, just let him know that you here. Let him know that you got his back. That's all we need as people, man, sometimes, to know that somebody got our back. Know that somebody going to rock with us. Know that somebody going to ride or die for us. You know, like, I ain't saying kiss his ass. I ain't saying kiss her ass, but at the same time, be the person that you want that your significant other to be to you, you know. If you want to be a lame-ass girl, you know, your man hurting and back hurting all the time and you don't never want to rub his back or you don't never want to see what's wrong with him, then be that lame-ass woman. See how far that gets you. Men, same situation. You want to be that bum-ass nigga that don't never do nothing for your girl, like, never do nothing for her as a man. You know, take the load off of us sometimes. No, we're not going to be perfect at it, but you want to continue to be that bum-ass dude for real? Then continue to be that bum-ass dude. And watch she go out and find somebody else. And not even on purpose. Not even on purpose sometimes. And that goes for men too. So women, don't get it twisted. Dudes, and they don't find women on purpose all the time. It just happens. That's bad to say. But if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing as a man, as a woman, and you being a good man or a good woman to your significant other, at the end of the day, there's no argument whether y'all make it or not. And it's kind of hard to say that because that's all I want in a relationship. Like, I want my wife to be a good woman and I want to be a good man to her. Like, I want my wife to be able to say, yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. He did. You know, I'm pretty sure there's going to be some things she can say I didn't do. But I wanted to be more things that I did that I didn't. And I think we all need to get back to that. So finally, we got to find a silver lining or something. You know? Like, yeah, I see the shit on movies and, you know, the guy, you know, he crying over the girl or he trying to get the girl back. What the fuck wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Like, is dudes that hard out here in the streets where they can't show emotion to their woman? You know, is females that self-centered where they can't show their man how much they care about them? You know what I'm saying? Like, what happened to when you used to try to go out with your homeboys and your girl, she wants you to stay home and she actually pretty much begs you to stay home with her, you know? Same thing with a dude. Like, I ain't saying be soft, man. You ain't gotta be soft. At the same time, your girl wanna go out, you know, and she done been out a couple times or whatever the case is. Hey, babe, like, well, stay home with your man. Like, let's do something, you know? Like, for real, like, me and my wife, we watch TV. We watch a lot of TV. Like, for real. We boring as shit. Like, after I think about it, like, for real, like, we live a boring life. But I think we enjoy that boring life together. You know, of course, I think we both could use a little bit more excitement. But for real, like, me and my wife would sit down and literally watch the Property Brothers. Like, we would watch the Property Brothers. Like, we would binge watch that shit. That's fun to us. And eating popcorn and eating snacks at 1 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got a weird relationship, man. That's a good woman for you, man. That's a good dude for you. We sit in the bed and she go, "Hey, Dad, you get a snack yet?" Because that's what she called me. She called me Dad. And I call her Mom. You know, it's a little cute for the kids. You know, the kids love it. You know, I think the kids love it anyway. But she'll look at me and say, "Dad, did you get a snack yet?" I'm like, "Nah, I'm waiting on you to get a snack." You know, we go in the kitchen, like 11, 12 o'clock in the morning, man. We in the kitchen getting snacks and shit, eating Swiss rolls, and, you know, and she getting some applesauce and some shit like that. Like, we just sit on the bed and watch TV. And we sit there and binge watch shows together. Like we don't got nothing else to do in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a good man, that's a good woman. You know. You sitting there watching the game, she coming in, you know, she coming in and have a beer waiting for you. You know what I'm saying? Coming there, get gay, babe, you want a beer? Bring your beer. You know what I'm saying? You know, for real, that, to me, the small things make a good man. The small things make a good woman. Like, she ain't got to go out and be Superwoman all the time. He ain't got to be Superman all the time. But just to know that that person can be that Superman or that Superwoman for you. Like, that's a good woman, man. You know, now, I ain't talking about cheating and flirting with everybody. And to me, nah, that ain't no good woman, ain't no good man. Yeah, you can't go out and be flirting and fucking everybody and doing your thing and then come home and be lovey-dovey with your man or your woman. Like, to me, that's horseshit. Call it what you want to. Excuse my language, but that's what it is. That's not being a good woman. To me, how you be a good man to your woman when you got another chick that you being a good man to? Like, but this supposed to be your main girl. Like, this supposed to be your wife, you know, or the chick that you see a future with. How can you be a good man to her if you giving the things that you're supposed to be giving to her to another chick? Vice versa. How can you be a good woman when you out here giving that love and appreciation to another dude and then coming home and you only giving your man 50, 60% of it? Or whatever the case is. Like, that's not fair. It's not fair to the relationship. So be a good man. Be a good woman. Like, don't make it hard on yourself. Don't make it hard on your partner. Either you gonna be in this or you ain't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think that we all, like I said it before, I'm gonna say it again. We all need to try to get back to the basics, man. Like what Mary J and Jamie Foxx said, you know, let's get back to loving your man. Let's get back to loving your woman. Well, whatever you want, baby. I mean, real talk. I mean, that's what it is. You know, ask your partner what they want, man. Ask your partner what makes them happy. Ask your partner, you know, what you can do to better your relationship, or what you can do to make you a better person in your relationship, you know. You know, whether y'all have play dates with each other, you know what I'm saying? Set dates up, you know, flirt with each other. Sexting, you know, texting, sending little pictures of each other, you know. It's okay to do all that stuff, man. I get it, you know, some people scared, you know, pictures getting out and all the other stuff, but I mean, sometimes you gotta go out on the limb, man, and do whatever you gotta do for your significant other. Like, and I'm pretty sure it's gonna be appreciated, like, for real. Like I think anybody be out there mind to have somebody go above and beyond for them at any cost. And then dog them. Like, I think that's crazy, man. Like, it's too many good people out here for you to be doing that to. You know what I'm saying? And if you're going to do those things and be a shitty-ass husband or a shitty-ass boyfriend or, you know, a shitty-ass woman or a shitty-ass wife or whatever, be by yourself. Be by yourself and do you. You know what I'm saying? But because there's a lot of people out here who actually want relationships, you know, who actually want a good man, who actually want a good woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of people out here who want that. And I don't think it make them soft. I don't think it make them, you know, thirsty or whatever. They know, people know what they want, you know? So it is what it is, you know? But like I said, man, y'all call into the show. Tell me what y'all think, you know? Tell me what a good woman to you is, homeboy. Like, hey, fellas, what's a good woman to you? Like, call into the show and tell me. Like, don't be scared, man. Call into the show. Tell me what a good woman is to you. Ladies, you know what a good man is. Or do you? Like, call into the show and tell me what a good man is to you. You know what I'm saying? Tell me what you want your man to do. You know, tell me what you want your woman to do, fellas. You know what I'm saying? Let's get this ball. Let's get this ball on the road, man. Like, let's go ahead and open up this can of worms, man, because your partner or the significant other or the person in your future never gonna know what you need until you tell them. You know what I'm saying? So let's do that. People, call in. Call into the show. Is this thing on? And holler at your boy, man.